This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig. Those are the names of the people that are talking to you right now. Shout out to the fellas.
You think I'm kidding? I'm literally
no. I know you are, and it makes me very excited for what 1040 the question of the day sounds like, because it might just be bang on John Lopez time. That might be what it is.
So what are you texting her right now?
The question of the day is what are things that I'm hard headed about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you texting her what am I hard headed about?
Yeah.
Oof, that's gonna be. Are you gonna send some? Go ahead and send it to Christina. I don't know if she'll respond.
Now
this is
screw it.
We're doing it as a family, baby.
Yeah.
We're doing it as a family.
I wasn't trying to get involved.
Yeah. No, you part of it. What you mean not trying to get involved? Trying to hide back there behind the microphone. All right. Let's get going on a Tuesday.
And then I texted thoughts.
Whew.
1040, baby.
I have a feeling that thoughts is going to come back as one of the thoughts. All right. 713-572-4610 is the number to text if you want to get involved with the program. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Law Firm. For the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston, where, I mean, I think we've had over a day now to think about this. We've had some time to breathe, hopefully to wind down a little bit. When it comes to your Rockets, as it pertains to them, and we'll talk about this a little bit more as the show goes along, but are you a stand pat or are you a be aggressive now? Because I think that there was a lot of conversation when it comes to this team going into the playoffs, even very early into that particular series, where people are like, this is a young team. You were a number two seed. You know, you've got these young, talented guys. There's a lot of development to be had. This is their first playoff series, so on and so forth. And it feels like there was a lot of folks that were in that stand pat area. Now, after the series, I kind of want to get a gauge for where people are. Are you in that stand pat situation still, where you want to let this team grow? Like Ime Udoka's talked about, that they're still a higher ceiling on the potential of this group? Or are you in be aggressive mode? Are you interested in some of the names that have been put out there? Or even just in the general sense, do you feel like you need to push forward with what this team has beyond what this team has?
If you're not aggressive at this point, then you're not doing the team justice. You're not serving the team or its fans or anyone else the way they need to be served. Because this is very much a correlation to what the Texans were. After the first year.
I'm glad you brought it up.
It's like, hey, they got a window opening. They got a window open. What are we going to do? Just stand pat, or are we going to go out and get, you know, Azeez Al-Shaair? I'm talking about last year, you know, and some of these other guys, and Stephon Diggs and things like that. No, you have to be aggressive here. This isn't a team that is, hey, they might have something. No, they have something. They're just not there yet, you know? You have to be aggressive.
Yeah, but I think – And we got some text yesterday talking about, like, this team feels like you're in the 2023 Texans realm, where after the season you looked around and you were like, hey, this was great. Like, this was a step forward, but now the expectations change. With those expectations changing, like, do you have the circumstance to meet the new risen or raised expectations, right? And I think with the Texans, there is a little bit of a difference from that last season where – They had some young talent, where you obviously you have your C.J. Stroud, you have your Will Anderson Jr. You had Jalen Petrie. You did not necessarily know where that was. You were learning what he had. You had some other young wide receivers. Obviously, you had Damian Pierce. Like, you had some things, but I don't think that the talent level that the Rockets have equates nicely to what the Texans have, right? It's a different level of young talent, basketball wise, mm-hmm. to the point where you could not get them all involved in what you were doing. In the regular season, you had some deep rotations. In the postseason, you couldn't even find the space to get them all involved. Now, maybe you could say that, hey, you could have done more to get some of these guys involved, but in the ways that a playoff rotation shrinks, you couldn't find all that space for them. So it's a little bit different in that regard, in that you still have a lot of talent. It's just, I think the evaluation becomes, is this talent there? And I think that I'm in the place where I'm also in an aggressive space, and it's because of the history that we've seen in basketball.
Yeah, I think I'm in the aggressive space because, just to use your point, like, the Texans had the franchise, the dude, but not a lot of the other pieces at an elite level. The Rockets have a lot of the other pieces at an elite level, but not the dude. So they're different but similar. You know, I mean, like, the Texans were looking for those other really good big pieces to complement the franchise. They have that, the Rockets. They don't have the franchise. So that alone tells you should probably be aggressive, because they're in the same space in terms of the window being open.
Yeah, but the thing about it, when you bring in the window being open, and we'll dive mm-hmm. more into this. We got B. Scott coming in at 11, mm-hmm. and I know B. Scott wants to talk about this, so we'll talk to him more when we get into that. But I think that I keep coming back to the Memphis Grizzlies, who mm-hmm. were in your place just 2 years ago. Actually, there's two teams that I'm kind of thinking of in this space. The Grizzlies and the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Grizzlies were in this space 2 years ago, and you could even make the argument that they had more of an answer in regards to who do you give the ball to in those moments where you just need to get a bucket.
Well, sure they did. Right? Well, they absolutely did.
Couple years ago, they were the number two seed. They had all the young talent. They had a young, hot coach that people liked a lot, mm-hmm. and they were looked at as, ooh, they're opening up a window. Right? Yeah. This is going to be there. And something that frequently happens in sports that I don't think we acknowledge enough is that we see a young team, we go, oh, man, they're going to be here for the next 5 years. And then all of a sudden you look up and something has shaken to the point where they're not in that same space. And that's happened with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
But on the other end, the Thunder did have an abundance of talent, but they knew that they had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's Texans-esque, in a sense. I mean,
right, you knew you had CJ, you knew you had Will.
Yeah. But you didn't have all the other pieces.
But I think that the Thunder were in that place where they could just kind of chill because they knew that they had that central piece that they were building around. I think this Rockets team is still looking for something that could be that central piece.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, they bring white gloves into the studio.
They sure do.
Things just change. You get a trophy that's white glove worthy. That's a trophy, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are viewing us on the live streams, you will see that I am currently sitting closer than I could have ever imagined to the Gold Cup. It is the championship. It is the trophy that is won in the Gold Cup tournament.
Yeah.
And we are joined by the legendary, right? The legendary Houston Dynamo player, U.S. International. Brian Ching joins us now in studio to talk about the Gold Cup. Brian, how you doing?
Man, I got a chill there, good, Brian. White gloves, baby.
I know, it's pretty ridiculous, huh?
that is one badass trophy right there. It is the Gold Cup.
You know, the funny thing is when I played about 20, 25 years ago there, it was probably even longer than that, it was silver.
Oh, really? The Gold Cup was silver.
I'm pretty sure it was silver. That's my memory of it anyway. They upgraded. They upgraded.
That is fantastic. And Reggie and I are just huge, as you know. I've covered you since we were going international and Dynamo and all the titles and all that. And that's how I got to know you a little bit. Huge soccer fans here. For those who are main or maybe casual soccer fans, this is enormous. The Gold Cup in Houston, especially the final. Can you just kind of talk about
it? Can we make it explicit what we're talking about here?
The
city of Houston will host the final, of this Gold Cup tournament. It's, in fact, 2 months from this date specifically.
July 6th is the final. So if you want to come, CONCACAF.com. It's at NRG. CONCACAF.com is where you can get tickets. It'll be fun. You know, I've played in some of my best memories of or games have been in the Gold Cup, when we won the Gold Cup in Chicago, 2007, I think, was the year that we won. And then one of my worst, we lost in the final, I think, you know, 2 to 3 years later, 4-5-0 to Mexico in New York. That was a tough one. But you know what? This is for...
At least Mexico doesn't talk a lot when they win.
You know, back in the day, they never used to shake your hand. So.
at least they're humble about it.
It's a good rivalry, you know, and a lot of good games have come out of it. But it's whoever's the best in the region at the time, right? And so it's you know, Caribbean, North America, and Central America. Who's the best team, a tournament, who's going to be the best team? And so, you know, typically in the past, the U.S. and Mexico have won it the most, but, you know, as the MLS has grown, you've seen the competition from teams like Honduras, Canada. Canada's coming on strong, just beat the U.S. like two times in a row, right? So it's going to be a good tournament, you know, and the turnout and the finals are always fun games to go to and experience.
Yeah, I was interested for you, obviously, being a U.S. international, playing quite a bit and at a very high level. Like, where did the Gold Cup rank for you when it comes to these tournaments? Clearly, it's not going to be in the same space as the World Cup, but, I mean, beyond that, it has to rank fairly highly, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, the biggest honor for a player is to represent their country, right? And so you're playing for your country in a tournament. So it's a pretty major thing in a lot of the players' eyes, right? And so, you know, especially when it comes to regional competition, you want to be the best, right? And anytime a U.S. guy steps on the field, they want to win a game. And so, you know, a lot of these finals have come down to U.S.-Mexico, which is a massive rivalry. You know, I loved playing in those games and also hated playing in those games, you know, at the same time. But, you know, a lot of pride comes down to when there's something like this trophy on the line. And I think you're going to see a lot of that passion this summer.
And other games as well at Shell Energy Stadium. Can you take us through those? I was thinking about this, you know, when I saw you in the hallway earlier. Like, you know, you've got a bunch of nations coming in. And all of them have big representations in Houston. Every single one of them. It's going to be just a wild atmosphere, even if you just want to go see and you're not really pulling for one or the other.
Look, one of the things I love about Houston is its diversity, right? And anytime you come and you play, you know, like a Honduras or El Salvador, who have massive backings here in Houston, you know, a lot of it comes from guys like Boniac playing on the Dynamo. And, you know, anytime... those two teams come here, you get these big crowds that sell out Shell Stadium. And so, you know, there's going to be a bunch of games at Shell Stadium for the lead up into the final. Hopefully, you know, I want to see the U.S. make the final, obviously, you know, rooting for them. But you never know the way the competition is grown. And so, you know, there's games here on June 19th, 21st and 24th at Shell Energy Stadium. You know, come pregame at Pitch 25. We're going to just throw that in.
There we go. Yeah, of course. That's a great place.
And then the finals on July 6th, which is going to be, you know, explosive, especially if it's, you know, the U.S.-Mexico game.
All right, so you mentioned the United States men's national team. And, I mean, in tracking it, I have a group chat that we pop off anytime there's a friendly or any kind of match. And under Poch, it's just, I mean, a huge name at the top of it. Like, what has been your impression of his early tenure? Because it's been a little rocky, but I'm interested to kind of see from a professional's perspective how you're viewing it.
It is definitely rocky, right? And anytime a new coach or new change comes in, it always takes a while for the players and the coach to kind of get along and maybe the coach to kind of implement, you know, his style or what he wants within the team. And so, you know, it's been disappointing, I'm not going to lie, to watch the U.S. Struggle recently. But when I look at that team and see that some of the things that they've accomplished in the past, you know, I have a tons of faith in them. And I think they're going to get it right for the World Cup. They're just in a rough patch, which sometimes is good as a team. You know, if you can make it out of that rough patch stronger, sticking together. That's one of the things that is going to get them far in tournaments when they kind of figure that cohesion out.
So this Gold Cup is going to be the opportunity for like the triumphant surge of the United States men's national team under Poch, right?
It's a huge tournament, I think, for them to get things right. You know, and I think there's a lot of pressure on Poch to get things right. And if he doesn't get things right, you know, a year out from the World Cup, there's a good chance that it could change, right? And, you know, one of the things I always wanted to see or like to see is when they get, you know, former U.S. guys on the staff. Mm-hmm. They knew what made us successful in the past. And a lot of that comes down to just the American spirit and the fight and the cohesion that the team has. And, you know, with guys playing all over the world now on the team, that sometimes that makes it difficult. But I think getting a guy like Tyler Adams back, I think he's kind of the core of that team. You know, him and McKinney and Pulisic, as far as, you know, what the culture is going to be. And if they can get that culture right, this team can go really, really far.
You just hit on exactly what I wanted to ask you about. Like back in the day, especially when you were playing, the United States was known as defense and midfield. You know, your strengths, you know, but that's changing with so many people playing internationally. Would you like to see that more aggressive, you know, up front type style?
You know what? I want to see just cohesion and fight from the guys, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that they're talented enough to be very successful now. I mean, you know, some of these guys are playing some of the top clubs in the world and doing well. And so, you know, what I think they need to get right is that cohesion, that fight, back to the American spirit. What made us successful in the past is we weren't technical as a lot of the other teams, but we were just as athletic, and we had that spirit of, hey, it's us against the world, and we got to go out there and we got to stick together. And, you know, some of the most successful teams I've been on have, pretty much all the successful teams that I've seen, have some level of cohesion, that there's a culture in that team, there's a spirit, there's a fight. And it comes not only from the coach, but I think more so from the players. Mm-hmm. And they have to have a core group of guys that lead that culture and that spirit. And if you don't buy in, you got to get out, you know, you get pushed out. So I think they kind of had that going into the World Cup, you know, when they were really successful as a young group of guys. Mm-hmm. And I think they've kind of lost that a little bit, but hopefully they can find that back in the Gold Cup tournament.
We're talking to Brian Ching on behalf of the CONCACAF Gold Cup, which is coming to Houston. The final will be here July 6th at NRG Stadium. There's a few games ahead of that in June as well that are going to be at Shell Energy Stadium, so you want to get out there and see it. But I did want to ask you real quick before we let you go, as a man who's played in the Gold Cup, you mentioned some of the finals, but is there kind of a resounding memory outside of those, like kind of the outcomes of the Gold Cups that lasts with you? Is there like a high point or maybe even a low point that you think about when you think of the Gold Cup?
Yeah, I think the high point was in 2007 in Chicago when we won. You know, Mexico went up 1-0, and then we had to kind of fight our way back to win that game. You know, and like I said, the American spirit, you know, we were in Chicago, 80,000 seat stadium, and we were the away fans, unfortunately. You know, we were the away team, unfortunately. You know, we score a goal, we get beer thrown on us and stuff, but, you know, that's what we expected back then. You know, hopefully it's a little bit different now, with more and more Americans getting into it, supporting the men's national team. And so that was probably my pinnacle of my Gold Cup highlights.
Well, we hope that the U.S. men's national team can do something special this time around, especially with it being here in Houston. Brian, we appreciate you greatly. I'm probably going to talk your ear off about a little bit of Dynamo here in a second, but we thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you guys for having me. Thanks.
There you go. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, are we watching the one thing that can unravel the Astros happen right now? 713-572-4610. We will talk about that next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.